I wanted to do a commentary on day 31. And I'll start with the scripture. It's 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. And it reads, "All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." I had underlined, all scripture is God-breathed. And reading through the Bible, I come across scripture sometimes that is very, very hard for me to read. Right now, I'm presently in Chronicles, which I find is hard to read. And that's why I'm very grateful for the internet. There's an internet site, and there's several sites, but there are two that I can think of that have audio Bibles that I use. One is called BibleGateway.com, and the other one is called BlueLetterBible.com. And both of those sites have several Bible versions that I can hear. And so when I come across passages in the Bible that I would probably skip because they seem too hard for me in terms of many, many names, or sometimes they seem too boring to me for whatever reason, I could skip them. But I have learned over the years that when I come to really hard parts of the Bible is to actually listen to the Bible as I read it. Because this particular verse is true. It says, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training. It's God-breathed, every part of it. And so if it's in the Bible, there's a reason for it to be there. I find that the Chronicles, like when they have the list of names, not only does it show me that Jesus, where he has come from and what was predicted is true, that he does come from the line of David, that it can actually be traced back, you know, to the line of David. And that tracing is very, very important because of the prophecies of who the Messiah would be. But in addition to that, I get a lot of information about people in the Bible so that I can see that they're human. And I also see the connection of the Bible. The Bible is made up of 66 books. And as I read every part of the book, I see how they are interconnected. And it gives me just a greater understanding and a greater faith in what the Bible says, because I can see how it is so interconnected, even though it was written over many years by many different authors. And so I'm grateful for that. It is indeed God-breathed. And it says that it is useful for teaching. And there's a lot of teachers in the world, and with the media being as it is now, I could be under the tutelage of false teachers if it were not for the Bible. The Bible is truth, and that truth is everlasting. And so it really does me well to know the truth of the Bible so that I can live my life well, and also so that I can live my eternity well. I am going to be here forever. The Bible is clear about that. In fact, we all will. The point is whether we will be here forever in the presence of God or whether we will be here forever in the presence of damnation. And the truth is that I'm grateful that I know in my heart that I will be in the presence of God. And that also comes about as I read the scripture. Of course, it took me turning over my will and my life over to the care of Jesus Christ. When I made that decision that he would become my higher power and that it would not be any turning back, no matter what. Once that decision was made and I confessed him with my mouth, then his spirit was placed in me. And that spirit actually drew me to the Word of God. And the spirit knew that I needed that foundation. I needed trust of being able to know that what the Lord had promised would come true. And so as I read the Word of God, as I study it, as I put it in my heart, it really gives me such a confidence of knowing that everything that has been promised to me will come about. And I'm grateful for that. It says in that verse that the scripture can be used for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training. And all of these things I will be called to do. And others have done it for me. They have taught me. They have rebuked me. They have corrected me. They have given me training to learn how to live this life that has been given to me, this new life that has been given to me. As I said before, when I made that decision to turn my will and my life over to the care of Jesus Christ, his spirit was placed in me. But it's a lot like having a computer with a lot of applications that I don't understand. When I don't know how to use the applications, it could still seem that the computer is useless. So it's the same is true about my spiritual life. The spirit has been placed in me, but God wants me to walk in the spirit, to use the spirit, to listen to the spirit, to grow and use the power that the spirit has for me. And I learned how to do that by reading, as someone says, the owner's manual. The Lord made the scripture. He gave it to me so that I can have that information. As when my kids were teenagers, they were used to be in youth groups, and they would come home and tell me, "Mom, the Bible, B-I-B-L-E, stands for basic information before leaving Earth." And so it is that for me too. It definitely gives me information that I need in order to live. One of the things, going back into the reading, it says that so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. I want to learn about the Holy Spirit. I want to learn about his presence. And again, I know about him as I read the Word. I know about Jesus. I know about the Father as I read the Word. And I know a lot of times people are looking for that mystical experience. I know some people even try to get it by doing meditation, meditation as the world teaches it. But what I am learning as a Christian is that one of the best ways, the only way that I use actually to meditate, is to study the Word of God. Because by studying the Word of God, again, I have a mystical experience. There are times that I read the Word of God, I'm studying the Word of God, and I'm telling you, it cuts deeply into my heart and into my mind. It brings me to tears because of the conviction that I hear, and also the guidance that I get from it. Sometimes I think, why do you love me so much, Lord, that you care so much about me, that you teach me in that way, that you equip me in your Word? So if you are looking for a mystical experience, then I challenge you, study the Bible day after day without fail and with determination. I really just encourage you, try it out, and you will know what I mean. What it says in the reading about thoroughly equipped, it says about 4 or 5 years ago, actually it was longer now, I ask members of a Bible study to pray that I will have the willingness and strength to memorize scripture. And that was actually a Saturday Bible study. It was one of the Bible studies on Saturday, and I had asked them to pray for me. And I really have come to understand that when the body of Christ prays, it is powerful. It is one of the most powerful resources that I know of, outside of God himself, but it is God himself when the people of God pray for one another. In fact, it says that in the Bible too, in James chapter 5, verse 16, it tells us to confess our sins to one another and pray for one another. And it says the prayers of a righteous man is powerful and effective. And that I have experienced. I have known the power of people coming together and praying for me. I have seen mountains being moved, you know, and because of that. Very, very grateful for that. Later on in that paragraph, it says, I just couldn't seem to do it on my own. I didn't know how to memorize or get myself to a point where I even wanted to. And I know how important now it is that I am humble enough to ask people's help. You hear me say sometimes on these meetings about things that I'm going through, and I ask your prayers, and sometimes I write it on the email loop, things that I need prayers about. And sometimes you allow me to pray for you, which I am so grateful when you allow me to partner with you in that way. That's what we're called to do. We're called to be the body of Christ. We're called to be there for one another. And again, I'm very grateful for that. But I'm going to stop at this point.